And he what? Freely give us all things. Let's go to the next verse. Who shall lay any? Y'all hear this today. This will free you. What were you singing earlier? I am free. I am free. Well, that's what we were singing. That's what the praise team was singing. We were singing, I am free. I am free. Jesus is king or whatever. He is king. He is king. Reign, Jesus. Reign, reign, Jesus. Huh? Look what it said. Who shall lay what? Anything to the charge of God's elect. I'm going to ask you, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? God elected you. You've been elected, chosen by God. And he freed you. Now, who can tell you that you're not free? Who can accuse you of? You need to rise up and say, I won't take this no more. Now I know the truth. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? How many times somebody walked up to you and spoke condemning words to you? Somebody spoke to you in a condescending way? Somebody treated you like you were much of nothing? Ever been in that case? Ever had that happen? Who do you think you are, Satan? Who is he that condemns? You gonna condemn me? Tell me what a jerk I am? Look at what the word says. It is who? Christ that died. Let you know, not only did he die, yea, rather, that he is what? Risen from the dead, risen again, and who is he at the what? Right hand of God, who also condemned me and tell me I'm a jerk and I won't make it. No, he's not doing that. This sorry devil and through somebody else have told you that you was a jerk. You was a nobody. You're not going to ever be anything. You'll never make it. You messed up. Your mama messed up. And your this messed up. And that and all that kind of stuff. Your daddy wasn't no good. You don't know my daddy. You don't know my daddy. I got the best daddy you could ever have. And if I messed up, it's none of your business, no way. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. What is he doing? He's praying. And you know what he said out of his own mouth? Can I tell you what he said? You find this in the Gospel of John, 11th chapter. He said, I thank you, Father, that you always hear me. And then he said in the 1st John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15, and I thank you that you all, no. If I know that he hear me, if I know that you hear me, I know I have what? The petition that I desire of you. The 14th verse says, if we ask anything according to the will, he hears us. And if I know that God hear me, I know I have. Didn't say I think I have. I know I have the petition. So, watch this. Whoever liveth, He's at the right hand of God who makes intercession for us. Give me one more verse. Now watch this now. You're going to see why so much clear why you want to be full of God. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tell me, can anybody come up with somebody you know? Do you know anybody that can separate you? Condemnation? Persecution? Strife? Trouble? Sorrow? Pain? Do you know anybody? That's what it said. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, keep going, as written. For thy sake, we'll kill all the day long. We'll count as sheep for the slaughter. Look at the next verse. Nay! No! In all these things. How many of them? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So the next time that slewfoot come up to you and start jawjacking, put him on mute. And decline him from talking. So give us our text now. Ephesians 3. And this is coming from the Amplified. Ephesians 3. That was a side note there. You don't have to pay for that one. Ephesians 3, give me 17, 16. Let me see. Yeah. Give me 17. No, leave it there. Listen, we're talking about being filled with the fullness of God, right? And it's dealing with, and the Bible, it's real clear. The Bible says what? God is what? Come on, everybody. Who is God? God is what? Y'all ain't talking. God is what? Love. God is what? Love. I still is. I'm going to try it one more time. No, I ain't going to try it. We're going to do this. God is what?
Love.
Thank you. God is love. That's who he is. And it said, may he grant you. Out of the riches of his glory, to be what? Strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit, in your inner man, indwelling your innermost being. And personality. You get him in your innermost being. That's the innermost part of man, his belly. That's the innermost. Most people, when they are preaching and talking about the heart, they'll pat this one up here. God is in my heart. That's a physical organ. He said, your spirit is in your inner man, your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what the word says. And he will indwell your innermost being till it ooze out into your personality. You ever see a person with a mean personality, grouchy personality? Have you ever been around one like that? You see him before they get there. Huh? You can see the expression on their face, and you want to turn and go the other way. So I don't want to meet them.